The next coach in the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers open the season Saturday at USC, a 3:30 contest to be televised by ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
You give an opening comment, then we'll take a few questions from the media.
Well, we're working hard in our preparation this week like everybody is, and getting our kids focused in and trying to put together a game plan that best fits these kids and gives us an opportunity to be successful. So the kids have worked hard, and I'll take any questions.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Jim Polzin with Washington State Journal.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I'm just curious what your philosophy is on scheduling and specifically how you feel about opening up with a tough game on the road against a top 25 opponent.
Well, I wasn't a part of the scheduling because
right.
I just got here. I've only been here for six months, I guess. But, it's something that the schedule is so far out in advance, I really don't have any control of it anyway at this point in time. So you play who's on your schedule. We're opening up with a tremendous football program. We understand that. We'll know where we're at after this game. I don't think there's any question about that. Would I like to open up with USC every year? No. I'd like to open up right here at home. But that it is what it is, and so we're going to look forward. I'm sure it'll be a great opportunity for us to play a great program and see where we're at early.
Jerry, can I follow up on that? I'm just curious. I know you've had a lot to do since you were hired, and the addition of another Big Ten game makes it kind of difficult. But when will you start kind of looking into scheduling and for the future?
Well, I've talked to our administration as we speak, and gave them kind of a plan and what we need to do to change our program around and go a different direction. We haven't won a Big Ten championship in 40 years, and so. And I've presented them with a plan and things that we need to do, and scheduling is a part of that.
Can you get more specific?
No, I think that's kind of where I want to leave it.
Okay. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well.
USC is obviously a talented team. What stands out to you that makes them such a good squad?
Well, I think there's no question about that. Their quarterback is outstanding, and I think he's a guy that's going to be a first-round draft pick. I don't think there's any question about that. And it all starts there. And then from there, a lot of schools are maybe a little smaller and athletic. They've got all of it. They're big and athletic. They can run. They're well coached. Got a lot of experience on their coaching staff. They don't have a lot of weaknesses. And we understand that, and that's what I'm saying. You open up with a tradition-rich school as USC, and as well-coached as they are, it's a tremendous challenge for our program, but I think our kids are looking forward to it.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of A.J. Mansler with KFAN Radio.
Hey, Coach, just a little over half of your current roster right now is made up of underclassmen players. How do you see those players developing so far this year, and how might you as a coach have to adjust your coaching strategies for those young guys?
Well, I think that, taking over a program as such we had, even with our older players, the way you kind of look at it, we've got a whole team full of freshmen because they haven't been through what, maybe a different regime is asking of them, and some of them have been on the field, but a lot of them haven't been. So there's no question that we have to keep things simpler. We can't be like we were at Northern Illinois. We are year 3 there. We're year 1 here. So we'll have to adjust and be much more simplified and work our way towards our goal. And that's pretty much how we've always done it. So we have to adjust to the talent base and the youngsters that we have, try to put them in the best chances to be successful, and we'll go from there.
Your next question comes from the line of Colin Fly with the Associated Press. Your next question comes from the line of Josh Walfish with the Daily Northwestern.
Hey, Coach, I'm just curious, what are the couple of things you're really looking to learn about this team when you travel to Southern California?
Well, I think the big thing is I don't know, you know, we've been together for 6 months. I've been with my wife for about 28 years. So, you know, you don't know about anything in a six-month period. You know a little bit, but not a lot. And so we'll go out to USC and we'll find out about what we have. I don't think we, as coaches, you don't know until you play in a game, you know, where you're at. And, you know, so I think there's nothing like, you know, sooner or later, I think the late Paul Bear Bryant said you got to throw them out there and see what you have, and that's kind of what we have to do.
As a follow-up, what are your expectations for Marquise going to the opening game in the season?
Well, Marquise is a tremendous athlete. He can do a lot of things. You know, I think the biggest thing that I noticed here in my short time, he is throwing the ball very well for being a guy moved from receiver. And so I expect him to do well. You know, I think it's I'm sure that it's like anything else. You know, we'll see how it goes in his first game. But he's worked hard. He is trained well, and he'll get a test on Saturday, and we'll see how he does.
All right, thanks very much, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of A.J. Manzer with KFAN Radio.
Coach, in the past, Marquise has been used in a wildcat formation and as a wide receiver. Do you foresee any, you know, branching out of him, or is he going to strictly be a quarterback this year for the first time in his career?
He'll be a quarterback. We're in a situation where, you know, he's our starting quarterback, and you know, there's no question, you know, that's where he's been the whole time, and that's where he'll be, and he's done well.
Your next question comes from the line of Colin Fly with the Associated Press.
Difficulties a moment ago. You're one of four new coaches in the league. Can you just tell me a little bit about your predictions or expectations going through this first year in the Big Ten?
Well, I'm not one of those. I've always said I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not one that predicts the future anywhere I've ever been. You know, you control one thing, and it's you control where you're at, what you do from a day-to-day basis. And our job here at the University of Minnesota, we have a lot of work to do. I think most people understand that. And we got to change a culture, and we've been working very hard to do that. It does not happen overnight. And so, you know, we're going to try to get better from a day-to-day basis, and we've got to learn to do the little things before we can think about the big things. And so we're taking one day at a time, one step at a time. And I think our young people have done a good job of that throughout camp. And, again, I'm looking forward to seeing kind of where we're at and then go from there.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.